We're finally back with another episode. Thank God. It took me so long to do this, but we're finally back. It's Friday, November 14th, 2025. This is episode 3 of Fortunes with Emily. Today is an amazing day, no matter what happened, because we're still alive and we still have opportunity. I just saw something on Instagram Reels that stuck with me so hard and feels really realistic to what's going on in my life and in the world that I see right now. So, kind of one of those one of those motivational things that mentions everything you do in your life, you have control over, and you're choosing to do it for you, because it's your life. I think that this goes and can be applied to literally everybody on the planet. You're doing everything because you want to be doing it. So, I thought that was cool. Just wanted to share it. It really means a lot to me. I hate people that are going to lay in bed all day and say, well, I'm just not doing it because my dad just said I shouldn't do it. My friend just said I shouldn't do it. My mentor said I just shouldn't do it. Do whatever the hell you want to do. It's your life, especially if you have the control and you understand that. You can't use that excuse for anything. My mom just said I shouldn't do it. Do you want to do it? Then who fucking cares? Who cares? Another point that hasn't really been like hardcore I've been focusing on, but is so true, is everything happens for a reason. I'm going to make this podcast today because I'm going to do something else tomorrow, but it's all going to happen the exact way that it's supposed to happen. I'm going to be somewhere else a month from now. It's going to be insane. I'm going to be in an amazing place because of the things I'm going through right now. I hit rock bottom with my ex-boyfriend back in like early February of this year. I left him, ugliest part of my life, if I'm being completely honest. I left him February 16th. It's now November 14th of the same year, and I have a wonderful job that is committed to me, and I'm committed to it. I'm working incredibly hard. I am disciplined. I'm waking up by myself every single morning. I'm getting to work. I am making myself stand out against my peers. I'm working other events. I'm putting myself out there. I'm marketing myself. I'm creating content more. And none of that would have happened if I didn't hit the rock bottom that I did to find that I can only help myself. And I saw that as such a negative thing because I was so caught up and surrounded within the community of negativity on social media. I was letting brain rot literally rot me because I didn't believe that there was anything better out there for me. So thank God we're finally in a place now where we can benefit ourselves. Anybody can. It just sometimes takes hitting rock bottom to do it. I wrote some notes for this episode. So we're going to get started with what I learned, how I learned it, and things that make sense to me now. So my first point was I better understand now what I love you really means. This is not something you can just say because you feel like it. The key word here is you just feel like it. Keywords. You can just feel like you want to sleep all day long. You can just feel like you want to scroll on social media. You can just do a lot of things. Love is so much more than just feeling like it. I'm not even talking about this in the sense of loving anybody else. I truly mean this for me understanding myself and loving me. If you learn to adapt from the hurt and struggle that you are experiencing and prioritize the success of yourself, that is what self-love truly is. Self-appreciation. When you recognize how hard you're working, how far you've come, and where you're going and headed, that is ultimately the best feeling, at least that I've ever felt in my life. I never used to understand why people just said, I love you, to each other. It should be so much more than that. And real love is. You need time, you need understanding and comprehension. You need patience and grace. You need to accept some apologies when things don't end up going the way you wanted them to, which is okay. There is a reason why most relationships fail when one or both of the people don't learn to love or take care of themselves and choose to rush into a huge commitment when they can't even commit to themselves. People can say however much they want to, but the hard and disciplined truth is you have to take the time for yourself to better understand what you want and need. And then you can go from there. It's totally okay to take the time and feel like you might be going really slow, but that's how it's going to feel at first. You're going to adapt and you're going to grow. You will feel like you can't stop running towards your goals and dreams, and you're going to feel so fortunate to have the time you have now with yourself. You cannot grow when you throw yourself into the fire. Cool yourself down and just breathe. That's all you have to do. Your steps are so important in how you're going to grow. You have to plan out what you want to do with your life. You can't just throw yourself into an extremely long commitment that you know you won't actually commit to because you can't even commit to your own goals. How are you going to commit with somebody else? They're going to feel so cheated and repulsed by you because you chose to throw yourself into something you knew you couldn't actually commit to. And now not only have you fucked yourself over, you fucked around the people over around you. Nobody wants to hang out with you when you've cooked yourself. Nobody. Except for other people who are cooking themselves and want to feel the comfort of people who are also damaging themselves. But that doesn't provide any growth anywhere. You're just continuing to hurt yourself. That sucks. Who wants that? Anyways, I wrote another point. I started speaking really slow, and I was doing a lot of different things in my life while I was running, and I didn't allow myself the time or the effort to sit down and focus on a lot of the things I was working so hard on. I do want to give a little disclaimer. I still run. I'm still tripping over myself a lot of the time because I want to do the absolute best I can and am always looking for shortcuts on how to do it. The truth is, there is no shortcut in the time it's going to take for you to learn to be better for yourself. That is the truth. I was blessed enough to grow and find a job recently that forced me to slow down as I work, even though I don't really love what I'm doing. A sustainable job with the proper mindset forces you to understand what works for you and what will not. I have found, very recently, a middle ground, at least for the time being until I find another career before I quit my current job, where I can appreciate the discipline I've gained from how hard I've been working consistently and where I am now and how I want to move forward with my growth. Recently, my manager pulled me into her office and told me I was running too fast. I am missing smaller things in my work. Staying at my job and keeping consistency has given me the opportunity to continue growing in ways I never thought were possible. And in so many different aspects that I couldn't have even comprehended back in February when I left my ex-boyfriend, now I'm running into different problems that I didn't even know were problems to begin with, because I'm focusing on different aspects of my life that did need fixing previously that are opening up new doors, which still come with responsibilities and challenges and hardships. But now I have the strength and the capability that I can understand I will overcome these things. I also want to cut myself off here really quick. I said I now have the capability. I always had the capability. It's always within me. It's always within everybody on the planet. You're just choosing to say that you don't have that. You are choosing to think that you are not capable of something, but everything you do is for yourself. And if you're going to choose to keep destroying yourself and not achieving the goals that you want to, whether you've had them for a few days or years or decades or however long, it's time to feel like you are capable. It's time to wake up. It's time to wake up. It's time to put your phone down. It's time to stop scrolling on Instagram. It's time to wake up at a set time every morning and have a routine for yourself. Because that is also a lot of what is killing this generation. I'm talking about Gen Z. And millennials and everybody on the planet is we are not setting schedules for ourselves. And then we're confused why things aren't working. Because we're not committed to anything. We're allowing ourselves cheap and quick satisfaction and dopamine so that we can get through our days. But long-term happiness is not going to be caused by something so short-term. We are not going to be happy long-term scrolling on Instagram for 8 hours a day or however long you're scrolling for. Nobody is going to find pure happiness from feeding off of other people's success, which is truly a whole other topic, but point three I wrote down was, I started noticing more instances in my life. Back to when I said, everything happens for a reason, and I'm doing everything I am right now for a reason. Recently, there have been so many coincidences, people would say, that are occurring in my day-to-day life, and at a certain point, it just doesn't feel like it's happening by chance anymore. I think last week, I was sitting in a Starbucks typing up a script for a podcast episode. It was this one. And I was thinking about making content, and I was thinking about how much I care and love about myself now, and it's just, life is so much better. I stepped outside of, my brain. I was working on typing everything, and I kind of took my focus off of my computer for a second and listened to the music that was being played in this random Starbucks 5 minutes away from my office. And I hear a song being played called I Love My Life. And I didn't even know that was the song. I'd never heard the song before. And I Shazammed it because I was like, what is this? But it was called I Love My Life. And I had only caught the part where they were just saying I love my life over and over and over again. That made me feel so heard and made so much sense instantly. I was like, dude, I was just thinking about that, and now it's here. And somebody might say, oh, well, you were only thinking about that because the song was already playing. But I don't think it's just a coincidence. I don't think anything happens for a coincidence. That doesn't make any sense. Why would the world be where it is right now if everything happened as a coincidence? That doesn't make sense. The second thing that I heard was a song talking about how the person was dying, which to somebody would be really negative and that's kind of intense, but that was the same song that I heard a few days prior to being at the Starbucks, and I was scrolling on Instagram Reels and I saw some video for somebody else's content that looked really cool and was really appealing to me, and the audio was the same song that played second after that first song, I Love My Life. Everything is happening for a reason. Things are set up in the way that they're supposed to be. This is how people believe in things and get shit done, because they believe everything is happening for a reason. People with the mindset that things are happening as a coincidence are, in my opinion, extremely selfish. Are you serious that you think that this incredible thing just happened to happen to you? That makes no sense. Point four was I stopped ignoring what needed fixing. I know I can put a lot of things off in my life that I actually want to do. Like this episode, like me starting my content creation career, things that can be so important to me and how I want to spend the rest of my life. I come home from some really hard days at work, at my full-time job. I'm so tired and worn out, and literally all I want to do is lay down in my comfy bed and scroll on Instagram until I literally disconnect from my body. These are things that completely tear me away from who I am and who I know I am and who I want to become. I hate scrolling so much. Not only does it make me feel like I'm wasting my time, because I am, and my life, but it tears me away from the things I know I could be doing that bring me so much excitement and hope for my future and everything I'm capable of. When you're consistently feeding the system and other people's dreams and other people's desires, great for them. I'm happy that they have my support. That's cool. And there are a lot of content creators that I truly support. And there's a lot of shit posts that I'm liking and a lot of brain rot. And it's nothing that's truly benefiting me to where I want to be in my life. You have the power to completely reset your feed. You have the power to wipe every part of your life that you don't even like, not just your Instagram. There is so much that you can be doing. It's insane. You're capable of anything. I lost my place. I've started making mental notes on the way home from work. This is what I want to do with the remainder of my evening, typically, until I go to work for the next day. That way, when I come home, I know exactly what I want to do, and I'm still in work mode enough that I can feel myself kind of riding a high from hard work at my full-time job and dedication to my passion. So, for example, a few days ago, as soon as I got home, I changed my clothes and I just worked out. I literally just got on the treadmill as soon as I got home, even though I was exhausted and stressed from the day and so much was going on. I was like, I'm just going to run on the treadmill. And I did a mile in like 15 minutes, which is a huge accomplishment for me, especially because I don't usually work out. I'm usually not motivated enough to, but nobody's motivated because ready is not a feeling, it's a decision. Once that was done, I continued writing out my script for this podcast. A lot of the effort I have learned to put in where I am today wouldn't be possible without the countless losses of time and lack of motivation, quote unquote. It's just me choosing not to do it. I used to have, which I still have. It's definitely not as prevalent anymore, but I still have moments where I just don't want to do anything. I really don't. But I choose to because I want to have the life that I want to have. But that life isn't just going to happen to find me. It's going to be because I chose to put in the work to do it. If I didn't go through all the crappy things in the past that I did go through, I wouldn't be experiencing all the wonderful things I am now. I am a firm believer that if I did not hit that rock bottom that I mentioned back in February 16th of this year, and I literally didn't take a punch to the face from reality, that I would have continued working at the least amount of effort required to keep me going mentally and physically through life. I was literally floating in the worst way possible. I was letting the wind take me wherever it wanted to in the worst ways. I wasn't taking action. I wasn't getting up off of my ass and working and doing the things that I wanted to do to get me where I wanted to be. I wouldn't have found so much passion. I wouldn't have actually experienced how great it feels to see the hard work I put in actually pay off. I think most people on this planet don't even understand or comprehend how good it feels to own the decisions you've made that make you insanely successful. That's why CEOs are really passionate about what they do most of the time, because they own that shit. They're the fucking boss, dude, and that's insane. And I think also, my current boyfriend, he mentioned something to me that makes so much sense, that hitting your lowest point, or I guess a dead-end job, is like a CEO, because where are you going to go from there? You know, and a lot of people will call a dead-end job working at McDonald's as, you know, somebody who's taking drive-through orders. But that's just the beginning. You're, like, going on your peak. That's the mission of the peak for you or for anybody on the planet. That could just be the beginning. You can grow from there. You can find a better job. You can commit to things that you really want to do. You can find your passions. You can do that at any point in your life. You don't have to be a 17-year-old or an 18-year-old or a 19-year-old or an early 20s to achieve the goals that you want. Even if you are 60 years old, I'm being so dead serious. Even if you are 60 years old, you are still capable of doing the things that you want to. You never lost the commitment. You never lost the capability. It's within you. It's within every person on the planet as long as you are breathing. And that's incredible. I try not to spend so much time relishing in the fact that I'm doing so much better now, since I've always been trying to improve and grow, at least since I left my ex-boyfriend. But it's been so nice to take a breather for a few moments and realize how far I've come and how farther I'm going to go on the road that I'm on right now. My last point that I made was I took pride in the person I am becoming and how far I've come, which is a great transition. Good job, Emily. I just noticed this, but I really mean it. I've come so far from where I used to be in my life. I used to be in so much mental anguish all the time. I used to hate myself. I used to wish I was ridden from the life I was gifted. But I know I'm an amazing person, and I am so hardworking now, more than I've ever been in my entire life. I am so committed now to running to be the best version of myself I can possibly be every day. Even though I slip up, even though I still scroll on social media sometimes, I still catch myself. But I'm going to continue to grow. I'm going to continue to see, oh, we can't be doing that because that doesn't align with the goals and mission that I want to have for my life. I do not continue to let the things that used to bother me continue to bother me. I'm going to keep working on myself. I'm going to keep adapting. I'm going to keep understanding the problems that I'm having and figuring out a solution, because literally every problem has a solution. Every single problem. Everything happens for a reason. Everything is meant to happen. You can do anything you want. You can literally do anything you want. You are capable. You are strong. I've been saying this recently to myself, which gets me out of some really intense situations that I can find myself in, at least as of recently. I can, I will, I must. I can, I will, I must. I can, I will, I must. I am strong. I am capable. I am loved. I am strong, I am capable, I am loved. I am strong, I am capable, I am loved. This brings so much peace and joy within yourself. Even if you're repeating it when you have zero belief in it. Even if you're repeating it and you think it's the dumbest, funniest thing ever, it is going to bring you to the place that you truly want to be in. And if you don't actually want to be there, you're going to drop it. You're not going to commit to it. And that's okay. That could just be part of your rock bottom. And I truly believe every person on this planet is going to hit a rock bottom at some point. It's what you choose to do after that point in your life. That's what decides your fate, truly. That truly decides where you're going to be in your life and how successful you really want to be. I'm going to go pick out a fortune. We'll give a little discussion on it, and then I'll see you on the next episode. I do want to jump in really quick here and just say, if you've made it this far and we're now reading this fortune together, I appreciate you so much. And you are so strong, and you have the capability within you. Everybody does, and you are not excluded. You can do whatever the fuck you want to do, because this is your life. You can do whatever you want to do. I picked a fortune on, like, the very end, because, I don't know, it just kind of feels right. Also, the cup is Christmas-themed. Which is funny because I've had this for years and it didn't feel like it made sense for a long time, but it totally checks out now. Alrighty. The fortune reads, your thoughts are highly regarded. Which I agree and think that that totally goes along with this episode. You are worth so much and you don't need to give a fuck what anybody else thinks about you, because you know that you're capable and you know that you're strong and you know that you can love yourself and you can always be doing better. And your thoughts that you're having, they're all valid thoughts. I do want to bring up a really important point that I didn't even comprehend until really recently, but you are not your emotions or your thoughts. That doesn't mean that they're not valid, but you need to know that you're in control. You have the power. I was diagnosed with a bipolar disorder earlier this year when I had gone to the hospital for what will be the last time. And that felt like I was thrown back into a spiral that was just never ending. And I couldn't, like, get enough sleep because I was so tired all the time. And I had to rely on medication, and I was losing friends left and right because nobody wanted to talk to me because I was just complaining all the fucking time and not doing anything to actually fix the problem that I had in my life, which was I didn't actually care about myself. So much time has been taken into becoming better for me, and I can't stress enough how important that is for everybody on the planet to give yourself grace, understanding, and patience. They're all tied, but it's so important. Your feelings are valid, you are valid, but you are not your emotions and you are not your negative thoughts. You are only bringing positive, wonderful things that bring along abundance, joy, positivity. You will thrive. You will thrive. You could say it with me. You will thrive. You will thrive. I am strong, I am capable, I am loved. I am strong, I am capable, I am loved. I am strong, I am capable, I am loved. Say that as many times as you need to yourself. Once you start to see the difference, you're not going to want to stop. It feels so good. It feels amazing. Keep loving yourself. Keep sticking around. I'll post the next episode soon, and I appreciate you listening. Whenever you're listening to this, whether this is day, night, afternoon, 3 in the morning... you're capable and you can go do whatever the hell you want to. So go do it. See you in the next time.